This podcast is sponsored by Talkspace.
Last year, I went through many different life changes. I needed to take a pause and examine how I was feeling in the inside to better show up for the ones who need me to be my best version of myself.
When you're navigating life's changes, Talkspace can help. Talkspace is the number one rated online therapy, bringing you professional support from licensed therapists and psychiatry providers that you can access anytime, anywhere.
Living a busy life, navigating a long-distance relationship, becoming a first-step father, Talkspace made all of those journeys possible. I could speak with my therapist in the office. I could speak with my therapist in the comfort of my home. I was never alone.
Talkspace works with most major insurers, and most insured members have a $0 copay. No insurance, no problem. Now get $80 off your first month with promo code SPACE80 when you go to Talkspace.com. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com. Save $80 with code SPACE80 at Talkspace.com.
Hey, everybody. Thanks for listening to Engaging Walk. I'm your host, Drake, and today we're going to be continuing our 5 C's of Connection. And today's episode is going to be about compromise. So you should be expecting more frequently for us to be doing episodes together with my wife, Ruby, who's been on the majority of the episodes. But, you know, lately we've had things with childcare and, you know, so many different things that life has been throwing at us. Expect more episodes more frequently in the future. And today's episode, for our content, is going to be about compromise. So we're going to be continuing this discussion about the 5 C's of Connection. And compromise is definitely one of the more subtle and important things that you have to get a hold of when you, especially when you start living together in marriage. And, you know, when you have your relationship in the earlier stages of, you know, when you're dating, there's not that many areas in which you have to compromise. Not to the extent that you have to do it when you're married. So I would imagine that this is going to be more for married people, but it's good for people in that are in that dating or even single stages of their relationship will definitely benefit from this information. Because when you're dating, you're both ideally your own people. You know, you go to work, you go to your own domicile, your own residence. And you see each other during dates. And the compromise will be during those situations, usually like, what are you going to do when you have plans? What are you going to do to go out to eat? Or what are you going to do when you go out together? There's certainly going to be areas of when you compromise in terms of like communication styles or pretty much like things of that nature. But they're going to be more frequently popping up when you're living together, married. So what's going to be really important for you to remember when you have these situations is dividing up the scenarios and considering from yourself and from your partner's perspective, is this a need or is this a want? So from your point of view, it might be a want, right? Like, I want to go out to eat and get a burger. My wife or my girlfriend wants Vietnamese food, let's say. So these are wants, okay? And when you want something, it's not as important. Obviously, it goes without saying, but it is important to iterate when you're talking about this conversation that a want is not as important as a need. Now, sometimes from our points of view, one person's want might appear to be a want, but it's actually a need and vice versa. So let's go with this. Let's stick with this example where one person wants a burger to go out to eat and the other person wants Vietnamese. Well, what if the other person has dietary restrictions, or if the other person has really been making the sacrifice or not really a sacrifice, but making the compromise over and over again to say like, okay, yeah, well, we're going to get, you know, Vietnamese food. And then I go, okay. Or the person that wants the burger is like, okay, I really want, we'll go out and get Vietnamese food. We'll go out and get Vietnamese food. And this happens, you know, constantly. Well, then that person's want is going to start transforming into a need, if that makes sense. So that person might say to their significant other, like, look, we've gone out to eat dozens of times. Excuse me. We've gone out to eat dozens of times. And every single time we've gone out to eat, we've done what you want. Well, now I need to see that you can compromise with me. And I need to see if you can get a burger with me and you can enjoy some of the food that I like to enjoy. And enjoying the same food isn't really that, I wouldn't say it's really that important. That there's a lot of other things that you should be able to agree on in terms of your values well before you start getting into food. You know, having a compromise or having different palates is not a make or break at all for a relationship, in my opinion. You know, maybe for some people that are like really like foodies, you know, or like I was saying, like certain dietary restrictions. But I think mostly the main things you need to focus on are family, faith, finances, and fitness. Like those are the main things that you have to agree on, and you have to have a lot of overlap and a lot of agreement in order to have a functioning relationship. And fitness certainly goes with that aspect of food and to a certain extent. Similarly with finances, like if you're like, hey, we're going out to eat too often, you know, or like you like to just shop for different foods or cooking different dinners because you have different palates, I don't think those are as big of a concern. So certainly when you're considering compromising, there's lots of room for compromising in this area. And you can also discover different foods that you and your partner may not have either otherwise enjoyed or tried before. You say, hey, let's go try some Indian food, or, you know, we can try cooking, you know, together some different recipes that we find online. You can go on YouTube and find, you know, recipes, or ask ChatGPT, like, hey, my partner likes this, I like that. What would you consider to be dishes or meals that we both could enjoy? You know, so you can use AI to help you in those scenarios. And I think that that could be really helpful. So keeping account of what's been done, what your partner likes to do, what you like to do, and keeping account of those and finding new things and compromising with each other and definitely taking into consideration, is this a want? Is this a need? Is this becoming a want? Is it becoming a need based off of what's happened in the past? And am I willing to step outside my comfort zone and try something that my partner likes because that's something that they really like, you know? And, you know, as long as it's not compromising in terms of your values or, you know, very, you know, warranted dietary restrictions, then there's plenty of room for compromise. And if you have to also consider, if you're not able to come to a compromise, why aren't you able to? Is there some sort of hang up that you're having, or is there some sort of hang up that's happening on behalf of your partner? Are you both acting immature? Are you both getting into a point where you're like, well, the other person needs to extend the olive branch first? Like, I'm not going to be the one that does it. Once you start getting into that kind of thought process where you're like, the other person has to apologize, the other person has to extend the olive branch, the other person has to reach out first, then you might be in a territory where you're both acting immaturely, and you're both acting in a way that is not befitting for a compromise, if that makes sense, that you're both entrenched in your positions and you're not meeting each other halfway, or your focus is not establishing a connection, if that makes sense. So let's take an example for to really like kind of like drive this point home, that let's say for example you're both planning a vacation and you only have so much money or so much time or both for the remaining of the year for your vacation time. And this can happen a lot with families where you have to travel both for the mother's side and for the father's side to different places for holidays, for example. So let's say the previous year, you know, you went to the wife's parent, you know, the wife's in-laws, or the, I'm sorry, the wife's parents, you know, the you, the husband, the wife, you're like, okay, well, last Christmas we went to the mom's parents for Christmas. This year I want to go, you know, the husband's like, I want to go to my parents' house for Christmas. And the wife is like, no, well, it's not really that great because, you know, your folks live in, you know, Canada or someplace that's really, really cold. And my parents live in a place that's like not that cold. It's a much better location for vacation, et cetera. And the dad is like, well, that's not the point. The point is to spend time with family, and I want to be able to spend time with my family. We should be able to reach a compromise on this. And then the wife is like, no, I really want to spend Christmas with my family. And you both get entrenched in this position where it's got to be one or the other. And that can be a really difficult situation. That can be have a lot of feelings of animosity and not feeling appreciative or important or heard or seen in that kind of scenario where, you know, the husband is like, hey, look, I want to be able to see my family during Christmas. You know, if you have kids too, and it becomes even more exacerbated where you're like, my kids deserve to be able to go see their grandparents during the Christmas period. And you know, your position is untenable because I've made that extension to be able to go to your family, to go to your family for Christmas. And I'm perfectly willing to do that. Why aren't you able to make that extension for me? And while the husband might be correct in this scenario, and should communicate that, that position clearly to his wife, he also has to take into consideration like what exactly is her resistance to going to that to the other family besides the point of the weather. Is there something else there? You know, is there further room for compromise? For example, if he says, "Look, I'm willing to compromise with you, but you have to give me something in return." So this is like a scenario where you can really make it clear that you're at your wit's end, or you're at your point where you don't feel appreciative, and the husband should communicate that and say, "Look, I'm willing to compromise with you, but I need to be able to go to hear from you and to experience from you that you are willing to compromise with me. So what is your expectation on when we can go to my parents for a holiday? Would it be better if we went during during the summer, during the fall, during the spring? Is it just that you really don't want to go when it's cold? Can we talk? You know, we need to talk more about this. And when can I expect to be able to go to my family and bring our kids to go see them in their place? Because I really would like to go back, you know." And I think that would really open the doors. And
this podcast is sponsored by Talkspace.
Last year, I went through many different life changes. I needed to take a pause and examine how I was feeling in the inside to better show up for the ones who need me to be my best version of myself.
When you're navigating life's changes, Talkspace can help. Talkspace is the number one rated online therapy, bringing you professional support from licensed therapists and psychiatry providers that you can access anytime, anywhere.
Living a busy life, navigating a long-distance relationship, becoming a first stepfather, Talkspace made all of those journeys possible. I could speak with my therapist in the office. I could speak with my therapist in the comfort of my home. I was never alone.
Talkspace works with most major insurers, and most insured members have a $0 copay. No insurance, no problem. Now get $80 off your first month with promo code SPACE80 when you go to Talkspace.com. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com. Save $80 with code SPACE80 at Talkspace.com.
Open the conversation for a compromise. In other words, continuing the conversation, continuing to see in a negotiating fashion, because it is a negotiation. We all have different wants and needs, and sometimes then they can appear to be callous towards our partner, but these things have to be over communicated, and they have to be really understood by both parties to see what's the hang up? Like, is there a situation where the wife doesn't feel comfortable being with the mother-in-law or the father-in-law? You know, there's so many things that have to be discussed in this area, and it's a big area of concern, and it's a big area where there has to be a lot of compromise, especially in this day and age where people don't really live. There's a lot of people that don't live in their hometowns anymore, like the place where they grew up. I know that's the case with me and my wife. Like, we live in a place where neither of us grew up. You know, she's from a totally different country. She's from Vietnam, and I'm from the northeast of the United States, and we live in the southwest. We have very few relatives here. We have, you know, a good amount of friends. But when it comes to holidays, we typically travel or we stay here, you know, but there's always this back and forth in making sure that our families are seen, like that we're spending time with family, that we're making that room and we're going to different places and we're taking account of, okay, well, Christmas last year we went there, this Christmas we're going to do this, you know, that way that there's a balance, there's a back and forth. And having that negotiation, and doing it in good faith, you know, for some reason, maybe like your spouse is really digging their heels in. And instead of taking the position that like, oh, they're just being stubborn or they don't hear me or they don't feel like my point of view is important, operate from the position that they do value what I have to say. They do value my family, and our families have become one. And that's part of, you know, marriage. But further discussion needs to happen, and that's not going to happen if you dig your heels in and you're stuck on that position one way or the other. So these are really important conversations to be had in terms of commitment. And this kind of goes into second to last point that we're going to make about this, which is, what are the other options? And focusing. We kind of already talked about that. What are the other options? We'll continue in the conversation, but focusing on what's important. And that's that why is really going to help you in those situations in which you're talking with your spouse and you're like, hey, look, my family, my mom and my dad and my brother, and my sister back home, they're all important. My wife is important. My husband's important. Our children are important. Our relationship is important. And is this fight, is this area in which we're not able to find a compromise, is it so important that it's worth destroying our relationship over? I think it's a thought that you have to consider. And this also has to be balanced with the thought that our relationship cannot be so fragile that something like this, a disagreement, an inability to compromise, can derail and destroy the whole relationship. In other words, focus on what's important. Focus on the connection of the relationship, but don't be afraid or think to yourself that like it's over because of this disagreement. It's over because we're not able to find compromise on this issue, or it's over because she doesn't or he doesn't value me and my family and my point of view. Or, you know, assuming that we're still talking about this, it could be anything. It could be any kind of situation in which a compromise needs to be made and both parties are on their own positions and they're not able to come together. Our relationships cannot and should not be so fragile, especially in particularly in the marriage stage. If you're dating, then, you know, this can be a cause for concern and, you know, have to, you know, have more deeper conversations about how to be able to compromise in the future. Because if you can't come to compromises during the dating phase about smaller things, you know, but obviously if you're dating and you're getting to that stage where you're, you know, seeing each other's families, then this situation can also come up. And it is important to see, like, how do both parties come to an agreement or come to a compromise in these scenarios? Is your inability to do it during the dating stage, is this a red flag? Yeah, possibly. It depends. But you really have to have those conversations and really figure out where it's coming from. And like I was saying before, you know, discuss whether or not this is a want or a need. Just really understand your partner's point of view, keeping account of what's been done in the past. And if you can't come to a compromise, really consider why, what's holding each other back. Is it fatigue? Is it disconnect? Is this important for us to maintain our connection? You know, these are all really important questions that we have to consider. And then, of course, what are the other options? So understanding how important this is for each other and communicating your wants and your needs and focusing on what's important is really going to be essential at this dating stage, understanding and seeing these situations in real time and seeing how each other react and how you're able to come to compromises are going to be really important. And then, of course, as you get later on in life and you have, you know, higher stakes, you have to really consider, is all of this really worth the relationship? But also, like I was saying, couple it with this idea that our relationship cannot be so fragile that something like this will break it apart. Maintain that connection. Always seek each other out. And if you're, especially if you're a Christian couple, bring this dilemma, bring this failure to compromise to somebody else. Bring it to God. Bring it to your pastor. Bring it to your priest, and see what's a biblical or what's a faithful compromise that you both can come to. And of course, if you're a secular couple that, you know, are agnostic or, you know, don't really follow any kind of faith or whatever, marriage counseling can be a really good scenario or a really good investment to see what your shortcomings are on both parties, because the failure to compromise is going to be on both parties, like pretty much regardless of the circumstances. Very, very rarely it's going to be like 100% on one person and zero on the other. So having those conversations to really figure it out, if you're not able to to come to it on your own, to having assistance is really going to be crucial, particularly if you're at that marriage stage, like I was saying. You know, and again, it can be a big red flag or a moderate or a small red flag, depending on how you want to look at it, depending on the circumstances when you're in that dating stage. Definitely something that you want to take into consideration. And of course, I'll end it with this last point, that we have to communicate our wants and needs and why they are important to us. And always consider if we're bringing intentional contributions to the idea or the way of life in which we're compromising with each other. Because it's really important to consider and to really understand that both parties, either the husband and the wife or wife and husband, vice versa, if both parties are connecting and making intentional contributions to the relationship, you're both different people. You're always going to be different people. You're always going to have different perspectives. You're always going to have different backgrounds and different points of view on things. And we have to really consider, am I being intentional with what I contribute to this relationship? Am I being intentional in, you know, providing my other half with what they need and what they want? Am I doing this on a regular basis? Am I only doing it when I'm prompted? And we should be doing this on a regular basis. We really should be building each other up, maintaining that connection, and seeing what we want and what we need, providing that, really focusing in on building up our partner. And if we do that and we do that consistently, then there's always going to be more and more room to compromise. There's always going to be more and more room for flexibility, because you know in your heart, like, hey, look, my spouse is always looking out for me. You know, my wife is always looking out for me. She's always looking in my best interest. The house that we have is amazing. Like, yeah, sure. Like, all of it's bought with the money that I earn during my work, let's say. But she's the one that turns it into a home. She's the one that goes out and makes it into a place that's beautiful, makes it into a place that's worth coming to, and really gives us the feeling of being a family. She does all of this. So let me help her. Let me do whatever I can to fill up her glass, fill up her cup so that she feels full and that she can further put this back into the relationship and back into us. And we feed off of each other and we build each other up. We don't tear each other down. And if we have a situation in which we disagree and we need to come to a compromise, that we do it quickly, that we do it effectively, and that we do it with love and connection at the center. And again, if you're a Christian couple, then you know you're doing it in the way that has Christ in the center of our relationship. And those are always going to be very, very important factors in coming to compromises and maintaining connection. So the next of the five C's is the last one, is the fifth one, and that's going to be commitment. And a lot of that is based off a lot of the things that we just discussed, but we're going to be going more deeply into this idea of commitment and what it means for us as in our relationships. So thank you guys so much for tuning in. Again, this is Drake from Engaging Our Podcast. Thank you all to all the listeners that have stuck with us throughout the years. We hope to build up this podcast more and more in the future and to be more consistent in our publishing of new episodes. So we thank you guys again from the bottom of our hearts here at Engaging Our Podcast for listening for all this time and tuning in with us and being part of what we're doing. I think it's really important work. You do too, obviously, if you're here listening. And I really do believe that it's important that that couples have these tools and have these conversations to understand the importance of what they're doing in a relationship and what they're doing to maintain that connection and pass it on to the next generation. Well, thank you all for tuning in. We'll see you next time.